Welcome, welcome, welcome. Weekend edition, Fred Dreyer Sports. I'm Michael Horn, but the true star of our show is the man known as the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game. The all-star, all-pro defensive end played for the Giants. He was signed for a little while, I think, with the New England Patriots. I can't remember what that was all about. But, of course, the big career with the L.A. Rams and then the acting legend. We're talking about the star of Hunter and so many other great shows, Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fast-paced show today. We've got Super Bowl stuff. We've got baseball stuff. We've got Johnny Manziel stuff. That guy's an idiot. And we'll get into the reasons that I believe he's an idiot. I've always thought he was an idiot. And now he is now, it's confirmed legally. Legally it's going to be now deemed that he is an absolute official idiot. And the Cleveland Browns, and I want to know from this guy, just a second before I get into this. This guy, Sashi Brown, the team's executive VP. Issued a terse statement that offers a clue into how long Manziel has left on his Cleveland to be left on the Cleveland roster. It's not going to be very long. In March, they're going to let him go when they can afford the cap space. But I said this the moment he was being considered to be drafted. I said this guy is an alcoholic. He's a brat. He's an idiot. He's a narcissist.
He was a first-round draft pick for him in 2014.
He was a high draft choice for him. Was it 10th guy picked or something like that?
Yeah.
And I said, this is a disaster. They know it going in. They're gambling. So they get whatever they deserve, and so does Johnny Manziel. To me, this is a beautiful play played out. We'll get into it later on when we come back from our first break.
He's been appeared in more videos than you had episodes of Hunter, for God's sake.
No, and here's the crazy thing is they had to rent a helicopter to find him.
Isn't that great? He was in so many videos. He was out of town in Dallas. He was involved in an alleged altercation with his girlfriend, and then you're right. They hired a helicopter.
Oh, no, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Instead of
the
traffic
NFL,
reports.
Another great NFL story to be told, and we're going to get into it when we come back.
Action news with the Johnny Manziel helicopter to try to find his whereabouts. This is the PM Show Weekend Edition on sports. That is the one and only Fred Dreyer. You can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. He is very active on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him at Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
Right now at Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18 month special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome back to the Weekend Sports with Fred Dreyer program. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. And yep. I am not responsible, Fred, for anything I say today because earlier in the day I got a new set of tires on my car and I ate a hot dog at Costco. So I'm not responsible, and maybe that's what's happening to Johnny Manziel. Maybe he's hitting the Costco, hitting that Gatling gun machine that puts out those diced onions and might be causing some problems. Look, that, you got that look on your face.
That's
my excuse.
That's your offering?
Yeah, you have a hot dog at Costco with mustard, and that was my lunch while I was waiting for the tires to get done.
Wow, that's something to consider.
Let
me contact the Browns.
What is it with helicopters? You mentioned they had a helicopter searching for him. Puig, Yasiel Puig, the troubled outfielder for the Dodgers.
He doesn't have a helicopter.
No, but they put a video up on the website there and showed him in a helicopter taking a tour of the beautiful city of Los Angeles. These nuts, the players sometimes like helicopters. They're involved some way or shape or form.
Well, they're making a lot of money now.
I guess so.
You know, you got a Mercedes and you got a Maybach, you know, the big expensive sedans.
Yeah.
They got the Maybach, and now they've got, what else do they have? They have dope and drugs and
everything.
A lot of really ugly women, and they hang around nightclubs. They have a knife in their boot, a razor in their boot.
That's it.
And now they have to have a helicopter.
We got the big Super Bowl weekend, but we got football news here. Tell us what is happening exactly in Cleveland with Johnny Manziel, a first-round draft pick. That was their first-round draft pick, like 10th or 11th overall, as you mentioned. And now they're searching for him with helicopters.
Well, look, you know, his off-field antics.
Yeah.
Not only is he an idiot, but his off-field antics have now swamped his teammates and the organization. And the fan base.
There was a roadside incident with his girlfriend, right?
Yeah, there's two of them.
In November. Yeah. And then there was multiple videos of him partying and drinking during the season.
Before a game.
Yeah.
Before a game.
And then
he was wearing a costume. Big nose and glasses.
Just look it up, everybody. You can see it.
Big nose and glasses. And then when he was asked by the organization,
he
lied about it.
He was partying in Las Vegas the night before the Browns' regular season finale, and he wore that disguise. You mentioned a blonde wig and a fake mustache. He's had quite the behavior, and some people have called him a train wreck. You call him and what?
It's an idiot.
That's what I thought. The Idiot of the Week award.
Somebody decided to go down to Texas A&M to scout this dope. And they got all kinds of feedback from the school, from people around town, from bars, from every place that said, this guy's a jerk, he's an idiot, just like Fred Dreyer said. And so what happens is that they just defy all of the hardcore facts and say, oh, gee, he's something we need, and he can bring fans into the stadium, and Cleveland really needs this. This organization, so incompetent as they are. You want to know why the Browns are bad? It's because of decisions like this.
It's crazy.
You know, instead of saying, well, we need a quarterback, there's not really a good quarterback available.
Let's get a nutcase.
So let's... Still, there's other people that we can draft, like linemen, and that would help the team. So they decide, well, we need a quarterback, so therefore we have to draft a quarterback. And the only quarterback that we see drafting is Johnny Manziel, so we're going to draft him. And then immediately the press says, well, wait a minute, doesn't this guy have a lot of problems? Well, we've conferenced with him, and he said that everything is under control.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. You played. Don't the teams look at the background of the people? I mean, back in the day, didn't they check your background out?
Yeah, they go to the school. They check you out. They, you know.
What's wrong nowadays? Why?
Today.
Just because they are so desperate for a quarterback?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
That's terrible.
They look, a guy could short of murder somebody on a bus, and they would go down and bail the guy out and suit him up if they thought he could win a football game for him. That's how sick this league is. There's no standards.
Here's the latest. Is Brandon Marshall for the New York Jets, the wide receiver, was on Super Bowl Live, Greg Gumbel and the gang there. And he said in his appearance, I prepared a letter to the Miami Dolphins. This was during the lockout, and whoever else in the NFL that he had to send it to. And he said, it was a letter stating that I was going to walk away from football because my life was in turmoil. I was a mess. I spent 3 months in an outpatient program at McLean Hospital where I did a neurological evaluation, a clinical evaluation to see if I was even capable of changing and dealing with what was bothering me. So he says, for me, this has nothing to do with football. And then he says, Johnny Manziel needs to walk away from the game.
Or run. He's fast. That's why. That's one of the reasons they got him. So, you know, he should just run away.
Okay.
And run out into traffic.
So you agree.
Like a stray dog, take him out on the highway. And then while you're going, you slow down to 40, open the door and kick him out.
A lot of people say he's got a serious problem and they feel for him. Now, you have always been the guy that grips in and has, deals with your own problems. And you don't necessarily have this compassion. You think this guy just causes his own problems as I do, correct?
Well,
I'm not one of these guys that says, poor guy needs
how
help.
How long do you have to ask people to be tolerant?
How long
do you think you would allow somebody into your building here? In your business, and put up with all that you have to put up with, and on top of that, give him millions of dollars, and ask him, whatever you do, don't disrupt. You can go out and be an alcoholic if you want, but don't disrupt anything.
Yeah, but I mean, the excuses that are made in football, I want you to really get into the politics of this because you played the game.
Well,
and in response to what this Brandon Marshall of the Jets said, the former Steelers head coach, Bill Cowher, says he had a lot to, he said, talking about pressure being placed on NFL players to never show weakness. He says it's powerful words to me coming from Brandon right here because here's a guy, he's in the community. This is a compadre right there. He's reaching out to him. I think I talked to you, Marshall, about this. I said, it's not easy at times to be an NFL player. Let me ask you, you're getting good money. You've been given some God-given talents. Can't you get your feet grounded on the ground? I mean, what is wrong here? This is, to me, I don't see it. I don't buy this. I think the guy is a nutcase.
Johnny.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he was. And he was a nutcase when he was a sophomore in college. He was a junior and he was a senior. And so now they draft him knowing he's a nutcase. And now they're outraged at this behavior. I'm not. I'm saying, okay, look, let's get rid of Johnny in March when the salary cap can afford to get rid of him.
Right.
But let's take Sashi Brown, general manager or executive team vice president. Let's get him up under the light and talk to him about what went into the decision, who were the people involved, and what did you know? Which you knew a lot about this guy when you brought him over here. There was an awful lot of a lot of discussion goes in. They're giving away so much money now to these players. It's not an excuse not to know who you're drafting. And this team is a losing team. It's a perennial loser, and they continue to lose, and it's because of the Sashi Browns of the life who make these stupid decisions and say, yeah, we want him because we think he's dynamic and can really we can win some games.
It's Sashi Brown now, the executive VP of the Browns. He gave this statement. Here's his statement.
Yeah.
We've been clear about expectations for our players on and off the field. Johnny's continual involvement in incidents that run counter to those expectations undermines the hard work of his teammates and the reputation of our organization.
Well, that's insightful.
His status with our team will be addressed when permitted by league rules. We will have no further comment at this time. It sounds like they're getting ready to really dump the guy.
Well, they are. They're going to dump him as soon as they can afford it. The salary cap. Yeah. The $4.6 million goes against the cap if they try to get rid of him. The cap will increase in March, which would allow them to release Manziel. And I tell them they should just put him in a van and drop him off out in the desert. Get rid of
him. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Get rid of him. No, he's a bad guy. No, he's a good guy, just misunderstood. You know, you got to get rid of people like this. Life's too short.
Yeah, if the pressure's too much to play football, then don't play football anymore.
Well, yeah, how many linemen look at one another when the guy comes in the huddle? They believe me, they do. They go, yes. Here he comes. Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Here he comes. Oh boy. Here
I mean,
we
what
go.
It does to the morale of your team.
Well, everything. You can't rely on him. He's a leader. That's the guy you want to say, okay, we're going to score now, guys.
All right, speaking of morale, let's get into, if we can, the whole thing here about the Super Bowl. We got it coming up. Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do that. I just wanted to close out Johnny Manziel by just being officially on the record by saying, I predicted this.
Yes.
I predicted
you did
this
predict it. You've been talking
over
about
2 years
weeks.
Ago.
Straight ahead, we continue. Weekend Sports with Fred Dreyer on CRN and Sports Byline.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRN Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, help my business. That's #250, help my business.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The sound of Yasiel Puig in a helicopter ride.
Yeah.
Over Los Angeles.
Is he going to land?
He's looking for one of the balls that he dropped out in the outfield.
Isn't he wrestling for control of the helicopter?
I don't get it. What is the attraction of helicopters with these guys?
He looks like he wants to do a loop-de-loop. There he is.
Yasiel Puig is hovering over the show, looking at you, Fred Dreyer. Welcome back here to the PM show on Sports Weekend Edition.
He's going to land in center field.
The one and only Fred Dreyer. Donnie Manziel has a helicopter. They're looking for him in the helicopter.
I think they spotted him.
Yasiel Puig, he's coming in close to you. Watch out.
They spotted him over there in Fort Worth. There you go. There you go. See ya, Johnny. All right, buddy. Take care. Don't stack it up.
Oh. All right, there you have it. That's something about helicopters and just nuts. What? Let's get to
sounded like my old electric razor I had in college.
It's good. You use electric, or are you kind of a straight razor guy?
No, I use a Bowie knife. That's what I use.
You are the assault of the safeties.
I've toughened
the
it
all-pro
up.
Defensive end. Okay, let's talk. Come on, you got to come up with some predictions here.
All right.
Super Bowl weekend, we got
only
the
one game.
Broncos against, is it the Carolina? The Broncos and Carolina. And so Carolina's got this outstanding. You know, they almost had a perfect season there for a while. But my thought is the unknown factor, and it's a great factor, is the defense of Denver. I think that will be the real key to this game. If they really can hold Carolina back, then I think Peyton Manning is primed to have a good game to try. He wants to go out on top. What are your thoughts?
That's not necessarily mutually, that's not a – they're not mutually exclusive of one another.
All right, so
the
talk to us.
The success of the Broncos defense and the success of their quarterback, Peyton. You know, what would you do to Peyton Manning? You would rush him and blitz him, give him different pre-snap looks.
Just like Seattle did.
He's not mobile. And you take away his first outside receivers, like Seattle did 2 years ago.
You were the first person. I just want to back up for 1 second because in that Super Bowl, Denver against Seattle, you got all bunched up on this show because the commentators did not talk about how well Seattle just took the game away from Peyton Manning and the Broncos by coming right at him in the middle, and he had no room to maneuver. Am I right?
Well, yeah, they took the outside receivers with their cornerbacks and pressed them and locked them down. So when Peyton got the ball in the shotgun, he looked to see how fast he could get rid of the ball, and those two primary receivers were taken away. So then it forces him to go back to the center of the field, which takes longer for the routes to show themselves. And by that time, he was sacked.
Yeah. And that was the story of that game. It happened time and time again, and finally he was able to maneuver a little bit and get some short passes. That's all he could throw in that game.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, it just was too much. They got behind, and it was almost a blowout, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was everybody said so.
This game has the same look. Both have very good defensive, terrific corners.
Good defense.
They'll both press,
which is going to be fun to watch. Yep. I think it'll be a lower scoring game than we think. What do you think?
So what you're going to have to do is they're going to have a lot of pre-snap looks where they send their receivers to come out of the huddle and to see what the initial defense is going to be, what they commit to,
right.
And then they start putting people in motion, and then that'll declare what coverage is.
Now,
see, once they go in motion, then you'll find if they go in motion, the guy goes with them.
Right. Then you see the coverage.
Then you see it's man to man, and if it's man to man, then you know pretty much, given the pass patterns that you've called in the huddle, who's going to be open at what interval. Because you have short, medium, and long intervals, and in order to control the game, you got to certainly control the line of scrimmage. But you have to move the safety. You got to run people in and then run people behind. I was told when I was in college that when I was working out for linebacker, that they'd say in coverage, remember when somebody clears your area, comes in and runs out, someone's following them.
Okay.
Someone's going to fill your area. So when someone leaves you, you got to make sure you understand that someone's coming in there.
The coverage of it, yeah.
So they have to figure out the timing. It's all cadence. And they got to pass block like crazy up front. Both teams do, actually. And but the difference to me in the game, all things being true, without anybody making any mistakes.
Right.
The difference is that when Cam Newton takes off, how he breaks down the defense. And I've mentioned this a couple of times.
Tell me what you mean by that.
The defense is called. Denver comes out in a defense,
and the
wide receivers are running down the field. They're trying to clear everybody out because they probably know it's man, in certain areas. And then the open center of the field is left to attack.
Right.
So what Denver's going to try and do is confuse the quarterback, Cam Newton, and give him a pre-snap look that it's something else. So they're going to send guys on one side and back guys off on another side for the blitz.
Okay.
But they're going to constantly keep that pre-snap look, load it up so he has to pay attention to where the danger is.
Right,
you know, they'll look for Von Miller because he's their top pass rusher, and DeMarcus Ware, and those guys will be coming hard, and they'll also be coming up the middle at him. But they're also going to do a thing called a spy. They'll take their fastest linebacker. They'll probably put a safety in, pull a linebacker out, put a safety in there that can match the speed. And what they do is what the spy man does is he's in the linebacker area,
right,
and he's watching where the quarterback goes.
He's watching where
Cam Newton goes. If Cam Newton pulls the ball down and runs, that's his man.
Right.
So he has to be free to run him down in case he breaks out of the pass rush.
Got it.
So if that guy breaks loose, and he's going to a couple of times,
right,
it's the difference in the game. Especially when you get down inside, I'm rattling on, I know.
But no, that's fine.
Especially when you get down inside the 20-yard line, the red zone, as Troy Aikman like to say. You get down inside the red zone there, going in, he's extremely dangerous.
Because he can break loose and run.
Yeah, he can break loose and run. But what they do is, quarterbacks, good ones, the guys who are really good at this, they're breaking away from the rush, first of all, not to be sacked.
Right.
But they're breaking away to run parallel to the line of scrimmage and not commit across the line of scrimmage, because then you're...
Then you got it.
Then you're a runner.
Yeah.
So they run parallel to the line of scrimmage to see if the middle of the field coverage, linebackers and safeties and those things like that, if those guys break away from their coverage and come up to tackle him.
Then it opens up.
Then he throws it.
He throws it.
But if they stay on their coverage, which is what they always try to tell you.
Stay on the coverage.
Stay on your coverage. Don't let the quarterback's running, the fear of him running, break down the defense.
Got
and that's
it.
What they mean. Don't come off of your coverage. Stay on your man, and we'll make sure that we'll get our people over there to run down the quarterback. So what they do is, what the quarterbacks will do, what this guy will do, Cam Newton, he'll sprint out. He'll either see I've got about 20 yards I can get. He'll take it right away,
right.
or he'll wait for the middle of the field to clear out, and then go to his right where he throws best off his right. Goes to his right and to see who drops coverage to come up, and he'll either throw it or if they don't drop coverage and come up, he'll run it.
Isn't that an advantage for Carolina in this game, which everybody's looking at here, because you don't have that same situation with Peyton Manning? He's not going to be the guy that's going to run a lot at all. He doesn't have that speed of Cam Newton, so that's why I'm thinking Denver's defense is kind of the key to the game. If they play their positions and do exactly what you're saying and don't break coverage, then this is it. If they start making some mistakes and allow Newton to go ahead and either throw that pass or break away and get the run due to some changes in their position, that could be where the game's going to be won or lost.
Yes, that's right. And then if Denver falls behind by 7, 10 points, 14.
Yeah. Tough.
If they fall behind, then Peyton's got to now start forcing it. And then when you do that, you really come after Peyton defensively.
When he's forcing it.
That's what Ron Rivera and those guys do.
Yeah.
When they sense there's an opportunity for a break in the game, they force it.
Right.
That's why they won 15 games.
Exactly.
Okay. So anyway.
So the defenses are going to be fun to watch here.
So the defense is going to be a defensive struggle. You know something? Here's how funny this thing is.
What do you think?
Carolina, of the two teams, Carolina has the ability to blow them out.
Exactly.
Defensively, I think Denver has the ability to really force the game and give Peyton Manning a chance to win it.
Yeah.
Now, what will happen? You know, who knows? Will there be a fumble? Will there be whatever it might be? You know, but it's going to come down to, I think, the end result will come down to Cam Newton, when he has to, make a big enough play to win the game.
Some people, I've seen some here, think it might be a blowout, that it might be 33-14 Carolina over Denver.
Well, of course. But at the same time, you know, what are the matchups tell you going into the game? That both teams have terrific defenses and enough firepower to score enough to win.
Yeah.
How are they going to do that? if one team is behind. If Carolina gets behind, then Cam Newton starts running.
Yeah.
And so what you want to make sure you do in games like this is get your best matchups and take advantage of what they are going to give you underneath. And that will be, I think, to the favor of Carolina.
All right, so you're making a pick yet? Not yet.
Yeah, I'm going for Carolina.
You are saying Carolina?
Yeah, I think the difference is, you know, as I say, all things being equal and true, I think Carolina wins it. Could they blow them out? Yeah, I guess they could.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be something somewhere right around 30-22. Here comes Yasiel.
Yasiel Puig's coming back to pick you up for the break. Do you want to hop on board? Hop in. Yeah, we continue straight ahead. The PM Show Weekend Edition on Sports, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Aloha! Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182. 800-704-6182.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Welcome back here to the PM Show Weekend Edition on Sports. Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer.
What's that?
I think that's Johnny Manziel.
On the horizon is...
That is Johnny Manziel's search helicopter.
Is that,
yeah.
That's Johnny Manziel's helicopter. And look, over there. It's...
Yasiel.
Yeah, that's Puig.
Puig isn't his.
It's dueling choppers.
Puig is looking at the city of Los Angeles.
Don't let him land on you. Watch out.
Manziel,
he's getting pretty close to landing. Yeah, I'm almost positive he's arguing and trying to gain control of the copter.
They're having an argument.
Okay, that's good.
There you go.
Very nice. That's very good. Okay, so I have one more point for the Super Bowl for you, Fred Dreyer, and that is here's the unknown X factor, because you've seen Super Bowls where they start out with a fumble. We had that recently, I think, in a Denver game, and then everything turns around. Here's my point. How many times has Carolina been in the Super Bowl?
This will be the third, I think.
Second time?
Second or third. They were in they got beat by Philadelphia, I think.
Yeah, how many years back? It's been a long time, hasn't it? I mean, this is a team that maybe doesn't have the same... Yeah. I mean, they played well all year long, but there's that unknown factor of somebody maybe getting the jitters, maybe a fumble, which all the analysis we do throws everything
into
the ash dump.
That's always...
That's the beauty of football.
That's the old bugaroo.
Yeah. Just like when you were in the Super Bowl... against Pittsburgh, and that 3-point kick by Frank Corral went, I think, somewhere into downtown San Pedro, didn't it, from the Rose Bowl? It veered off into Johnny Carson's seats. He missed
it. Yeah, they found the ball on Catalina.
They did. It's in Catalina. It was used in that Tom Hanks movie, as I call it. He sort of reshaped the football. Anyway, so it should be an interesting Super Bowl. You think it's going to be good?
I think it should be. I think it should be exciting.
Mean, there's just that dramatic threat, too.
Here's the other thing.
Peyton
about
Manning's
this.
Last time, yes.
Well, this is what I want to talk about. You know, look, this is either shaping up to be a great story where everybody roots for Peyton to say, Peyton, we really hope you win it.
Right.
Take the Super Bowl trophy and go home. Right? Which he's going to do.
So far in the show, you've asked Johnny Manziel to go home.
That's right.
And now you want, in a nice way, Peyton Manning to win the and then take the ball and go home.
Yeah, I want Peyton Manning to retire.
You've been home for a while, and I'm asking you now to come away from home and come back and welcome the Los Angeles Rams into Los Angeles.
Well, I'm not finished yet.
Okay, good.
But so
thank
here's
you.
The deal.
Thank
you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Now look.
Yes.
Here's what I don't want to see.
All right.
And this is out there. It makes me very nervous because I don't like seeing stuff like this.
Okay.
There's going to come a time in that game, maybe, that Gary Kubiak is going to replace Peyton Manning.
Wow.
In the Super Bowl, his last game. That's not going to be a nice nightcap epitaph for this Super Bowl. This is not going to be good.
So we don't want that to happen.
We do not want that to happen. I don't want to watch. If someone said to me, you know, you're going to watch the Super Bowl and you're going to see Peyton just get the crap pounded out of him, and they're going to replace him. There's a good chance I wouldn't watch the game.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. I want to see the guy just come back and move the ball down the field. One last spurt of great Peyton Manning, a display of mastery, and get the game into the end zone and win it for him. Now, other than that, what do I think will happen? I think it'll be a close game, and it'll be decided finally whoever has the ball last. I think if it's the Carolina,
I hope so.
If it's the Carolina Panthers that has the ball last,
yep.
I think they win it.
Usually, the Super Bowls are more of blowouts than the playoff games. So I hope you're right. I hope it's a close game.
Well,
that
it
would
should.
Be interesting.
It should be.
It
I know
be.
Someone shows up
good
drunk.
Good defenses and everything should be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want people to, you know, you don't want people to fail in that game, that stage.
No,
you know?
That's it.
You want to. Here's what you want to do. You want to make sure when the game is over with, you just say, you know something, they beat us.
Is there a lot more pressure on the Super Bowl? I mean, you played in the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh, and then Pittsburgh went on to have that the victory after victory in the Super Bowls. But when they were the first starting out, and you guys were, I think, favored to win, weren't you?
No. We were 13-point dogs.
Oh, 13-point dogs. All right. So, okay, well, then that changes it. But, I mean, there is some pressure on that when you go out there, or do you just blow it all off and say, it's a game, I'm going to have fun?
Well, yeah. I mean, once you go into the locker room and you start looking at, okay, this is what we're doing, and then the referee comes in and says, okay, guys, let's go. It's like any other Sunday, you know. So it's not – it's waiting around that's really a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because
waiting around.
Because there's too much time to think and wait and
well,
all that, right?
You know what you have to do.
There's a lot of hoopla. I mean, come on. You take 2 weeks to get this game plan. There's a lot that people can think about a lot. People can be interviewed, make them start thinking about something. I think that plays on a player's mind somewhat when they go into it. If it was just like another game, another week, we're in there. But I think that extra week sometimes, does that put a little extra pressure on you just because you're off?
You know what's great? Yes, it can.
Yeah.
But here's what's great about the sport. I've been in situations where we study – practice for 2 weeks putting in a defense for a team.
Okay.
Whether it's Minnesota or Dallas or whoever it might be in the playoff game.
Right.
And then 2 weeks worth of refining it. Then the game shows up. Right?
Right.
And then you're about 7, 8, 9 minutes into the game, and you realize you may have to make some adjustments.
Oh.
And so by the end of the first quarter, the defensive coach calls everybody over and says, everything we've worked on for the last 2 weeks, forget it. Here's what we're going to do. And he gets out a grease board.
And shows
he says,
you.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to make that adjustment here. We're going to do that on that. We're going to make it simple. And here's what we're going to do. You do that. You do that. We're going to run odd fronts. And we're going to run. And we're going to rotate against the slot man or whatever they want to do.
Right.
And everybody says, did we all understand that? And everybody says, yeah, we got it. And by the way, we're relieved. You know, we feel better that now we're making an adjustment. See. It's tough, you know, for that's what's great about sports is
right.
Because it's so demanding that you pay homage to facts and truth. And once you realize that what you practice for is not kind of working, you can't be afraid to junk it. And that's the beauty of it. These two teams you're seeing aren't going to be afraid to say, that's not working, here's what we're doing.
See, that's the part of the game I like is the mental side of it, being able to make those adjustments and having a team that once you make those changes can follow through with the adjustments.
Yeah, and that's why to me, that's one of the things I missed about it is the fact is that it was so rewarding when you did it right.
Yeah.
And it was frustrating when you made mistakes. And the hardest thing to do in that sport is to bury it, and move on to the next week. But in a game like this, you got to wait a whole year.
Yeah, a lot to think about.
It's tough. You know, when you lose a Super Bowl, it's
it was
tough
on Seattle. I think it damaged Seattle somewhat mentally just because all year long, that's what you're remembered for. Then you come in the next year and you hope you have a great year, and then you get down to that final game and you get somewhere and you can't do it, and it's like the old, the sack is on your back again.
Well, you realize I may never be here again.
Yeah. Yeah, when you start thinking that way, then
well,
you got
no, but it enters your mind because you know how thankful, how rewarding it was to be there.
Yeah.
This team, is this the beginning of the good times for Carolina, or is this just like a blurb on the screen where they had a great year, they put it together, and next year when they show up, they'll have to struggle, you know. I don't
exactly.
know, you know, but that's the way it is. That's why it's great.
Okay, so you got Carolina in this, huh?
Well, I think the nod goes to Carolina. I've got them by 3 or 4 points.
You do? All right, I'll go Denver.
Okay,
that'll put the jinx on them with me picking them.
No, no, no. I mean, I mean,
that's my heart a lot in there because I'm with
well,
you. I want to see Peyton have a great game. I don't want to see him out of the game.
I don't want that defense to hold. I don't want this family's going to be there. His dad's going to be up there along with his mother, Olivia, and he's going to have his brothers there. And the family's kids are going to be there. And it means a lot because what you're looking at is you're looking at the end.
And which team can observe better? You have talked many times on this show about how you were always observing what was going on the sidelines, looking at the quarterback in the huddle to see if he's talking. If he's talking more, it's going to be a run. Then if it's going to be a pass, he's not going to talk as much. You had all that stuff going on to make you, to give you that extra edge. I think if a team does that, that's going to be the smarter team may get a little bit of an advantage in this game as well, too. That's what you got to do. A Peyton Manning smart, maybe with more experience, got to be able to look at that and play with that and use his experience to figure out what to do.
Yeah, that's right. And you hope that you've got a bunch of players that think that way. These guys are smart guys. They know what to do. They have keys. They look at the film and they look at it ad nauseum. You know, they look at it too much. And but all these middle linebackers, Kuechly, for Carolina is a study bug. You know, all these guys, all these linebackers get together and they really pay attention to tendencies, to splits, to body language, what they can see on film. And then when they get in the game, then everybody now starts to see it live. What the game is the game puts a face on behavior.
Yeah, and is everybody that way, or are there some nutcases like the Johnny Manziels of the world that don't have that training or that element to go ahead and study to see what they should do?
Well, it's a good question, and if that's the one that I was always interested in, is who are your teammates?
Yes.
You know, who
yes.
are they? What?
Who can you count on? Who do you know is doing the same thing?
And you
are?
Have a tendency to gravitate toward people that are like-minded.
Yeah.
Like anybody would in any walk of life.
Like, who did you gravitate towards on the Rams when you played? You had like-minded guys.
Well, I mean, you know, the group that I worked with, you know, Merlin, Jack Youngblood, Larry
Olsen.
Brooks, Jack yeah. Reynolds, and we had smart guys on defense. Dave yeah. Elmendorf, Steve Priest, yeah. Pat Thomas, you know, and we had a lot of guys. Rod Perry, great cornerback, short but great.
Yep.
But they all had a factor that everybody knew. Although I didn't play corner, I knew Pat Thomas and Rod Perry had it
covered. Yeah.
Because of how they played and how they performed. When necessary, you know, and so I don't have to be in their meeting to watch films and say, hey, you did a great job,
right?
You know, I know for a fact
that they're gonna
when the ball's
job.
In the air, you feel confident about these guys doing their work.
Yep. Yeah. All right, that's good. So this is great. You going to any kind of a big Super Bowl party, big getting people over at the house or something, and getting your big screen ready to go out of the garage and everything?
Yeah, I've got a case of Schlitz.
You do
at my house. And I'm just going
to
lay
famous.
On the floor and get hammered and watch the.
You're going to have snacks?
If I can manage to get to the refrigerator, I'll find something.
So it's going
to
be a big night, a big afternoon at the Dryer House.
Well, it could be. It could be. I've got the 911 call all poised, ready to make in case something happens.
That's good. So you really like to hang out. Are you one of these guys that like yells at the TV when there's a problem over there? Do you get kind of crazed like that?
Well, what I do is I keep the front door open so I can run out onto the street and start yelling.
So it gets to you. You have a. I know because I've been to your home there. You put a new TV up in your bedroom, and you've been known to yell at that TV. Guests said that they've downstairs. You're screaming at the
you've
TV.
You've talked to my guests?
Yeah.
Well, my neighbor, you know.
Your neighbors, really.
He'll yell up the hill, you know, from me. He'll just say, what the hell do you think about that? And then, of course, I'll be drunk, and I'll stumble out and crawl over the fence and say, you know. Hoping not to puke on his lawn.
Just take it easy. It's going to be fun. Just sounds like another fun Super Bowl.
Well, it's Super Bowl. You have the complete authority to really get hammered.
You get those chicken wings and you can have
I've got dip. Dip is my deal, man. That'll kick me off. Dip, avocado, you know, whether it's onion, avocado. Plus, I go for the Doritos. I go for the
but
corn.
Not the spicy wings?
Corn
spicy.
Tortitas.
Corn tortitas. Let's do it. Corn tortitas. That's good.
That's what it
That's
is.
Really good. I got to see if I can buy those. Oh, it's going to be a big Super Bowl.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks on this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East.
taste, plus service that's friendly but not fawning, and jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Colombo special, and they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Colombo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Colombo's, making special easy every day. Colombo's, mangia.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
Attention CRN listeners in Arizona. Now all of your mortgage needs can be handled by Advance Capital Mortgage. Looking for a reverse mortgage, refinance, new purchase, or just to streamline your FHA and HARP? Our rates are great with dozens of lending solutions. Call Advance Capital Mortgage, 855-437-8421. That's 855-437-8421. 855-437-8421. MBO 91903, MLS 716936.
Welcome back to the PM Show, weekend edition. I'm Michael Horn, along with the Sultan of Safeties, the All-Pro defensive end. Two safeties in one game. This is was that a playoff game or a regular season game, Fred?
Regular season game, Green Bay, LA Coliseum.
Really something.
Yep.
And, two different quarterbacks in that game as well.
Yep.
So really something else. Anyway.
By the way, yes. I must say. I have a new dot com.
You have a new dot com?
Email address? It's Fred at sultanofsafeties.com.
Wait a minute, really? You got it? That's a new email address?
Just yesterday.
Fred at sultanofsafeties.com. Wow.
And stuff that goes there,
yes,
will go to my email.
Okay, so it's Fred.
Yeah.
At sultanofsafeties.com.
That's correct.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So final thoughts here on the Super Bowl. You think this is going to be quite the game then, right? This is going to be a good one.
Is this the last segment?
It's the last segment. All final right. way to wrap it up here. It's all a real right. quick one.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Well, look. I mean, we've discussed it at depth. I think we've homed it in for the listening audience to feel good about going out and betting their house on this game.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the better matchups.
Yes.
Come to a helicopter. That helicopter coming in?
Yeah. Yeah, I see old Puig's copter's coming in here. It's going to be one of the better matchups, right?
Yeah, all right. Get him out of here. I'm going to shoot it down.
Johnny Manziel's is here, too.
Johnny Manziel.
So what's going to happen? It's going to be...
They're going to interview Johnny Manziel at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Yasiel Puig will be watching it from in Santa Clara from his helicopter. He's going to fly from Los Angeles. Thank you for being with us, Yasiel. Thank you, Johnny Manziel's search helicopter that we've got there.
Well, get rid of him. By the way, see you, Johnny.
Yeah.
By the way, they went at Yasiel Puig in this one newsletter saying that he better. This is a year for him. He's either going to wise up, become a baseball player, or the Dodgers are going to take him.
This is his year.
Along with Johnny Manziel in the van out to the desert.
Follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. On Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, or the new email, Fred@SultanofSafeties.com. Final words from you, Fred Dreyer.
Have a great Super Bowl, folks. Don't eat too much.